doors of Vistar Veterans Memorial Arena in beautiful downtown Jacksonville, Florida.
Yay! Woo!
It's the Christmas version of the Big and Bong Show.
Ho!
And now, here's your host, Big and Bong.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm dizzy.
Woo.
Is it Christmas yet?
I don't know. The spirit's here.
The spirits
are moving.
I'm gonna have a little Christmas spirit.
Gordon?
It's okay?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I tell you what.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's good to be back here in Jacksonville.
It's a little rattlesnake eggnog in there.
You know, I got history here.
You got history every place you go.
No.
Wait, let me hear it.
I have several histories here.
Okay, let me hear it. Let's hear it.
All right. So,
you're the most recent.
Yeah.
The first big tour I ever opened when I climbed out of the club circuit.
All right.
Thanks to Wilson Howard and Cecil Corbett.
All right.
I opened for Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina of Loggins and Messina here in the old Veterans Auditorium.
Okay, that's nice. That's
my first big tour, which led me to opening for the Eagles.
Yeah.
And when they put me on that in Columbia, South Carolina.
Right.
You weren't in the band then, were you?
Yeah.
You were in the band then?
Yeah, well, I wasn't in the band, but I did.
You looked a lot different.
I did. I had a black beard and black hair.
I've been looking at some. I'm going to tell everybody out there, go up and look at the old Johnny Carson shows.
Well, I know.
And I'm. There's about 350 people that go through the Coral Reefer Band on that one show.
Which show? What did we play that night?
Let's have band quiz.
Okay.
Who was in the band when we did Bring Back the Magic on Johnny Carson?
Okay.
You have 30 seconds.
It was you and Rita Coolidge.
No.
Wasn't Aaron Neville in it?
Aaron Neville, but I thought Priscilla was in it.
Priscilla was doing her, but Rita wasn't able to do it.
Rita went to Australia with us.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So it was...
Priscilla and Aaron Neville were the vocalists.
That's right, and Matt Benton was the drummer.
Matt Benton was the drummer.
Steve Cropper.
There you go. Steve Cropper was the guitar player.
Tim Drummond was the bass player.
Robert was there.
Right, I was there.
Yeah. Mike, let's see, who was...
Tim Kreckle was in the band. Yeah.
Ralph wasn't in. Was Ralph in there?
No, I don't think so. I think it was Sam.
Anyway,
Sam was there.
Sam Clayton was there.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. But it's fun to watch those things.
Absolutely.
You know, the one I liked was the fishing show from Fishing.
No, the Fishing Musician?
Yeah, exactly. With John Candy, yep. But anyway, it's so good to be back here in Jacksonville.
Yes, it is. So that was it. And then the other thing is, this is the first place where Landshark beer was brewed at the Anheuser-Busch Brewery right up the road here.
So you've probably been here quite a bit.
during the getting the beer game together, I had to be here a while.
I bet.
I had to test it.
Well, no, exactly.
I had a beer test.
If you're going to stay,
Whoa, that fun.
If you're going to put a sample in the brewery, you had to put the
sample
in the brewery.
Well, we had kind of fashioned it after a beer that I liked down in the Caribbean called Lorraine.
Oh, really?
And I brought some back up and brought it here and said, this is like a mild beer that goes with hot food. Like, remember Dixie beer before they brought it back?
Yeah, I know.
Kind of like that thing.
Okay.
It was like chemistry class, but
something
we
light.
Made money.
When you were hot and sweaty and you just needed something to cool you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I remember this because when it comes out and they do it, you know, they brew it and they come out and then it's ice cold. They have to make it cold before they pasteurize it.
Yeah.
So we could take bottles of Landshark off of the assembly line and ice cold with no pasteurization.
Wow.
Woo!
Woo!
That's my kind of beer.
And they used to sneak me some off.
No.
Yeah, but you had to drink it quick.
Yeah, because it'd go bad.
So those are two really good memories.
Those are great memories. Anything else?
There could have been a girlfriend or two. I don't know.
No.
That was when I was an altar boy.
All right. Here. Well, I think
you got questions.
I got questions.
Viewer mail.
Christmas questions.
Well, you bet. Bing. This is from Uncle Mickey, St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, goody.
Yeah. What was it like growing up being born on Christmas Day? One gift or two? I think you've answered this question before.
Perfect question.
Yeah.
Christmas edition.
Two. My mother made them always give me two. But my family would be like socks in a rosary bead.
I got a can of deodorant for granted.
They weren't good presents.
No, exactly.
No.
I remember.
Next question.
Okay, Fred from Daytona Beach.
I'm going to have to go to therapy on that one.
I know. You are. You're trying to remember those questions.
I liked being born on Christmas Day, except.
Except what?
I was the youngest person in my class to get my driver's license.
Yeah, exactly. They were, those people that were born in January and were already driving around.
And the other thing is, being born in December makes me a tiny sliver older than you. That's the other thing that's kind of bothering.
Just say that, Jimmy.
Because you always call me and you say, hey, old man.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
because how you when are you born? A week later than
yeah,
me?
Yeah, well, 12 and 6. Is
can you do that, man?
18 days later.
Okay, that, yeah. Woo, yeah. That's good. Okay.
Yeah. All right, Fred good. From Daytona Beach. Being okay. Bald.
Yes.
Thank you for the shout out to Joe Nuzzo in Tampa.
Oh,
dear
great
you.
Joe Nuzzo. Yeah. I got a T-shirt with me and Joe Nuzzo on it.
Oh, that's great.
I can't wear it because there's illegal substances in the picture.
Well, of course. That's all. Yeah. Anyway, what is your favorite cover song you play? Fins up. What's your favorite?
Favorite cover song
yeah.
we play?
Yeah.
God. I'd have to say Southern Cross off the top of my head.
You know, that's a good one.
There's others that are favorites that I like to do that are not as well known, but that, and that came out of, because you know who was doing it? Elaine who, and Hugo.
Hugo went, down at the
in
at
the
club,
bar.
At
they the were bar. Playing in the bar at the Pier House.
And we'd occasionally sit in with them.
Yeah, we would sit in with them, and we started doing it. That's how we started doing it.
All right. This is from Julie Jenkins, Port Orange, Florida.
You Port Orange, Florida. No.
Where is that?
Port Orange.
Could you look that? Could you Google that? Port Orange.
Hey, go ask Florida to get this Google Map out.
Yeah.
Google Map. Okay.
Port Orange.
We want to know where, let's guess.
Yeah. Orange Beach. That's Alabama, but maybe
that's
it's but maybe it's
Port Orange. Okay. Gulf Coast or East. I must say, I know where Punta Vedra is. I know where Fernandina is. I know where St. Augustine Beach is. I know where Melbourne Beach is. That's all. I'm going to say Gulf Coast.
I think it's the Gulf Coast, too. Anyway, if you could identify one song that you wrote alone that best describes you as a songwriter, what would it be?
Jimmy Dreams. How about that?
Port Orange. And here's 8-track guy again. Hey, 8-track guy.
Hey, 8-track guy.
Bam Bam, what is the weirdest tour catering experience you can recall from back in the day?
What weirdest what?
Tour catering. I got it because one of the
you go.
One of I am Wilson Howard. Where are you, Wilson?
That was it. I told this story the other day.
Yeah,
it's near Daytona. Just so you know.
Oh, okay.
It's where?
Near Daytona. Huh?
It's near Daytona. Okay. Well,
okay.
I was wrong.
We're both wrong. But anyway, all right, Wilson.
The weirdest catering. No, I'm gonna get Wilson off the hook.
All right.
So you that one?
No.
Tallahassee.
That was a weird one too.
Because we thought that food was supplied.
Right.
And so we went and did our sound check, and we came back to have our meal, and it was like chicken, and the chickens were still frozen.
And
it was a barbecue grill, and it was like chicken. So it was like chicken sushi.
That's a chicken sushi. That's right.
And potatoes in a sack.
That's right.
It was like, what do we do with this?
Yeah, exactly.
They put it in a room for us to thaw and eat before
and then
the
Mary,
show.
Mary Fleming.
Flemmy.
Yeah, brought us some oysters. Well, got us some oysters.
Got us some oysters.
That's right. But anyway, Wilson and...
At least Wilson's food we could eat.
Well, yeah.
But it was college cafeteria food.
No,
he sent us through that door saying, yeah, we're going to feed you, and gave us tickets.
No, that was the one that they brought in some bologna and cheese.
Yes.
And white bread.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Cecil Corbett.
Cecil Corbett.
And I said, really?
It was all at one end of the table, and you picked up the other end, put the trash can under, picked up the table, it's all slid right in the trash
You did.
Can.
He did?
Yes, he did.
He did? Okay.
Well, I did.
All right. But anyway.
I forgot about that.
Hey, track guy, that's a good question.
That's it.
All right.
Send out for some real food.
I did. I was, where were we?
I'm going to say Carowinds.
It had to be Carowinds. Where is he? Wilson's hiding now.
He's hiding.
He's hiding.
Yeah.
That was the best one. Yes.
Well, that chicken one, because it was raw.
Oh, yeah.
It hadn't been cooked.
No, it hadn't been cooked. It was sitting in packages.
Yeah, I know.
And yeah,
they didn't have a way to cook it.
Charcoal in a grill and potatoes and frozen chicken.
But they hadn't even started. The catering was supposed to be served, and they hadn't even started the fire yet.
Yeah. It's hard out here.
That's a great question.
We have great caterers now.
Yes, we do. Come a long way.
We do.
A long way.
Yes.
All right.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I think so.
Well, I'm happy to get up here. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good
Let's
to
go
be in Jacksonville.
Go do this.
Yeah.
Tampa was great. I think all Florida's going to be great.
That's true.
And we're out there putting the whole next year together. It's looking pretty good.
Well, I can't wait.
We're going lots of places.
Have you run it by everybody yet?
That's we're in the run it by stage.
Okay. Okay.
So you got to do the run it by stage.
Okay. So you forgot to run it by?
I haven't forgotten. It's in the process.
Oh, it's in the process.
It's in the process.
We'll do a 12 Days of Christmas next show, and you can give them a couple
the 12 Days of Christmas.
Christmas
presents. Didn't we do that on
the
Christmas record?
We did.
Yeah, but we did some, it's like Coral Reefer stuff.
Exactly.
There,
yeah. I don't know. What is it, 12 Days of Christmas?
I don't know.
Days of Christmas.
Right? We did that album in July.
We always do Christmas albums in July.
No, because we had to turn the air conditioner up and feel like it's Christmas, put sweaters on. We did it. Yeah. We did it in at my studio in New York.
That's where we did all your vocals.
And it was like 100 degrees outside, and we turned on the Christmas YouTube videos and watched those. Yeah.
All right. But anyway, it's great being in Jacksonville.
Yes. And great being back in Jack.
And we'll see you Thursday night from West Palm Beach, Florida.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
Have a great show.
See ya. Woohoo!